Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Dreifel with The Sound of Washington about their concert in downtown Washington Thursday evening. A group that you're associated with will be on the square tomorrow evening. Can you let our listeners know what's going to be happening in downtown Washington?
Absolutely. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, The Sound of Washington will take the stage for the Thursday Night Live on the square. We will be performing our greatest hits, so it'll be a lot of a really fun lineup of songs. We are wrapping up our spring tour for 2015. We did something a little different this year. We usually have a concert in the spring and the fall, but this year we went on tour, and so we had... This will be our 8th tour appearance this spring and also our final tour experience. So we had a great time, though.
And for those who aren't familiar with the group, can you explain who's part of the group and maybe how others could get involved?
The Sound of Washington is an adult special needs choir made up of individuals ranging from ages 16 to 65, all from Washington County. And we gather together again in the spring for a session and then in the fall for a session to sing familiar songs from all decades and just have fun together. And the joy is contagious.
Great. And you talked about the tour. Where are some of the places you sang?
Well, we kicked off our tour the beginning of May. And we did a special music appearance at the Bethel Mennonite Church. The Lions Club invited us to come there during one of their meetings and sing for them. We also sang at the Brighton Church of God. We did a show at the Halcyon House, also the UP home, and did a 15-minute spot for Ridiculous Day on the square. And then Saturday, June 13th, we did Relay for Life. And then again, this is our final tour appearance at the Thursday Night Live tomorrow night at 5.
And as the tour's gone on, have you seen progress with some of these songs?
We've had a lot of fun. And again, these are just kind of our greatest hit songs that we've been singing for at different concerts throughout the years. So it's fun to bring back some oldies but goodies. And of course, we always start our shows off with You Are My Sunshine. A favorite one of a lot of our participants is Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And so that's always a good time. And many, many other familiar songs, some oldies, some folk songs, some gospel. And then we usually always end with Happy Trails.
Great. And how many people are part of the group?
This session we have about 30 participants. So again, one of our largest choirs. And so we are looking forward to our fall session. We'll be probably presenting our concert in November. So watch for the sign up for that. And if you know a person who would like to be involved in a choir like this, you could contact myself or Lila DePenning, and either one of us could help you with that.
And how often do you guys practice?
We practice weekly, but we usually have about 10 to 12 practices prior to our performance. So we probably won't start practicing again until September.
When you're watching the group perform, can you tell us what it's like to see them after all those practices?
It's a lot of fun, a lot of smiles, a lot of enthusiasm, and like I said before, the joy, if you come to one of those concerts, is just contagious. You will leave with a smile.
And in closing, can you remind our listeners where and when they'll be singing tomorrow?
We will be on the Washington Square for Thursday Night Live at 5 o'clock. Is when our show will start. So we hope to see you there. Bring a lawn chair. There may be some food vendors available. And we'll be singing for approximately 45 minutes to an hour. So we will see you all there.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amy Dreifel with The Sound of Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.